Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's August 7th, 2007, and here's Jesus temporarily featuring God. God, you recently sent a message to our friends Kevin and Bean concerning the controversy over Tintin Goes to the Congo. That brought a question to my mind. Why are there so many corrupt leaders in Africa? It seems to be much higher there than the rest of the world. Can you explain this?
Yes, I can, Alora, but people are going to think it's racist. It is not. It is merely a statement of truth. When the white conquerors came into Africa, they killed off all the good leaders that really cared for the people. And then they nurtured the corrupt ones. They put the corrupt ones in power that would do whatever they asked them to do to fulfill their greed and lust and have what they could have and not support their people. These leaders didn't care about their people. They only cared about staying in power and doing whatever the whites wanted to maintain their power. So the whites created a gene pool of evil. They created a gene pool of people that would do whatever they asked to stay in power. When the whites left, these people were in power. The good people couldn't get back in power. For a long time, we have been building good gene pools in Africa, trying to bring good leaders to the surface and have them lead Africa. But it is very, very difficult because these dark forces have been created and it is hard for us to overcome them. But we are working on it, Alora. There are good leaders in Africa and they will come forward in time. It is just going to take us a little time to overcome the evil that the whites created.
That's scary, God. Sounds like a bunch of Nazis messed things up there.
Well, actually, Alora, in those days they weren't called Nazis. They were called Her Majesty's Royal Regulars.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. If you like fiction stories filled with action and adventure, you'll love Trouble in the Past by Speaker Gerald Pauly, featuring the Ancient One and his companions, the Axeman and Durga. You can find it free online at voicesfromspirit.com/tp/cover.html. The Ancient One appears in many issues of Voices from Spirit magazine. We're back! Oh, God, I can't imagine how much the white people that did these things suffered. Men that killed women and children in the name of the Queen. Did that particular queen suffer because of those things? I always thought Victoria was a very nice lady. It is so hard for me to believe that these horrible things were done during her reign.
You're absolutely right, Alora. The white people that did those things in Africa suffered the second death time and time again. We lost almost that entire generation of males that were in Africa at that time and committing these atrocities. It is unbelievable how many of them suffered the second death. But the lady you spoke of, Queen Victoria, did not approve of these things. Time and time again, she sent messages saying, "This is wrong, do not do these things." But the people there paid no attention to her. They misled her and said that these things weren't happening. These were false reports given by the natives that their people weren't actually doing these things. And of course, the queen had no way of knowing that those that were advising her were lying to her. Her advisors suffered greatly for what they were doing, but the queen didn't because she was an innocent and didn't know what was happening truly and opposed it. So, as you say, she was a fine lady, and the world should know that, and that she was not responsible for these things, because she disapproved of them completely and bitterly rebuked those taking part in them. So, that's what makes the difference between a good ruler and an evil ruler.
I'm glad she's okay, God. I thought she was. Didn't she help John Lennon fight the demons one time?
Well, she tried, Alora, but if I remember correctly, the demons were so frightened that they ran away and wouldn't fight her. That's too bad. She should have got an opportunity to whack a few.
We'll be back again.